Friends, welcome back for the chapter number 3 of the Six Sigma Initiative. The name of the chapter is Key Concepts of the Six Sigma System. What are the key concepts? So, first concept is, it is the process, not the function or any other thing. It is the process that Six Sigma works on. And process is not only manufacturing process. It is not only marketing process. Every business process. So, Six Sigma has a solid connection with process improvement. It looks after the process, every business process. An organization is a multiplicity of small micro processes. So many processes are there. Marketing is there, purchasing is there, manufacturing is there, stores management, inventory management is there. Small micro processes building into the big macro process. Macro process is the performance of the organization as far as the perception of the customer is concerned. Profitability is concerned. So that is a macro process. A process. When I say process, what is that? It's a collection of interacting components that transform inputs into outputs. And in Six Sigma, we learn to control inputs and to control outputs, to improve the capability of inputs, to improve capability of outputs. So, components that transform input into outputs toward a common aim of satisfying the customer, common aim of increasing the profitability and so on. So, we will be in Six Sigma looking after all business processes that transform input into outputs toward a common aim. The job of management to optimize the processes. Entire macro process, we have to optimize in such a way that they become capable, they have least amount of defects, they have very less variability, consistency. All that is the underline, we have to see the principle, we have to underline. All processes have customers as well as suppliers. These customers may be external customers, they may be internal customers. Suppliers, they can be internal suppliers, they can be external suppliers. We will see this concept. A customer can be an end user. For example, I buy a car. So, I am an end user, and a customer can be the next operation downstream. That means the first operation is, let us say, grinding, and the next operation is lapping. Then lapping is the customer of grinding. This is the concept. Internal customer. Supplier also. Supplier could be another organization which is supplying me raw materials, which is supplying me parts. That can be the external supplier, different organization, that is the external supplier. And then the prior operation upstream. When I said the first operation is grinding, next operation is lapping, then grinding is the supplier for lapping. That is the idea. Supplier, customer, that is the relationship. Process exists in all facets of an organization. Take every aspect of organization. It is full with processes. Processes exist in all facets of organization. Let it be administration. It can be sales. It can be HR. It can be customer service. That means repair, warranty repair, etc. Maintenance, human resources, training, document flows. Interdepartmental communication, vendor relations, most processes can be studied. Most of the processes can be studied, they can be improved, they can be optimized, they can be defined, and they can be innovated. Every process, I can innovate, I can think. And what Six Sigma does? It defines and innovates the processes. Process is at the heart of Six Sigma. If you ask me what is Six Sigma, I will say process is at the heart of the Six Sigma. This process, so what we do? Process improvement we do. We do process design, redesign. We do process management. What is process management? I have written here. Process management refers to aligning every process with strategic goals of the organization. That means I don't do anything which doesn't align with the strategic goal of the organization. So, aligning every process is the process management. In Six Sigma, I use various terms. So, these terms, some terms may be new to you. So, I will just go from start. The first is variation. The first is variation. The lowercase letter sigma in the Greek alphabet is a symbol to represent the standard deviation. In the earlier chapter, I have explained the standard deviation. The standard deviation is root mean square of the difference between the individual value and x bar, that means average value. Root mean square value. That is the standard deviation. Lower the standard deviation, better is the process capability. So, we will be working towards reducing the standard deviation of the process and making it more capable. The lowercase letter sigma in the Greek alphabet is a symbol to represent the standard deviation of a population. More the standard deviation, more is the variation in the process. It's an indicator of the amount of variation or inconsistency. Inconsistency means what I do today, same thing I do tomorrow, same thing I do day after tomorrow. That is consistency. Variability is I do something today, tomorrow I do something different, day after tomorrow something another different. Variation in the process I want to reduce, that is inconsistency, which is denoted by the standard deviation, which is root mean square value of the individual value and the average value, that is the standard deviation. Lower the standard deviation, better is the process. So, we will be working towards reducing the standard deviation. Look at this graph. This is the bell-shaped curve. In the first chapter, I have explained this, that this is the upper specification limit, this is the lower specification limit, and if I measure the diameter of the part or any, you know, characteristics of the part, maximum parts will be there here in the center of the tolerance, and then less and less parts will be there in the lower specification limit and upper specification limit. So, this type of bell-shaped curve will be coming. And the spread of this total bell-shaped curve base will be 6 sigma, 3 sigma on this side and 3 sigma on this side. This is the normal distribution. This is the amount of variation which is there in this lot. Upper specification limit and lower specification limit. If upper specification limit is at the 3 sigma level and lower specification limit is at the minus 3 sigma limit, then there will be 2700 ppm of the defectives will be coming in this. I have explained to you earlier, the standard deviation is nothing but root mean square value of the difference between individual value and the average value. N is number of data points, x bar is the mean of the x, and xi is the individual value. So, this is the standard deviation formula. Common causes of variation. In the process, there will be some variation, which is common. The factors are not very known to us. The design and execution of a process creates some common causes of variation. Common causes of variation is fluctuation caused by unknown factors resulting in a steady but random distribution. It's a measure of the process potential or how well the process can perform when special variation is removed. Common causes variation is a measure of process potential. For example, temperature will be different, pressure will be different. How well the process can perform when special cause variation is removed. Normal common causes variation will be there. Therefore, it's a measure of the process technology. Common causes variation is a measure of process technology. Normally, some inherent factors will be there in the process due to which some variation will occur. But special causes of variation, that means suddenly one value will be going above the tolerance or below the tolerance. Special causes of variation are due to events external to the usual functioning of the process due to one of the more 5 M's. What are 5 M's? Man, the problem in the man, untrained operator, a disturbed operator, the man who is not properly trained, manpower problem, material problem, defective raw material, harder raw material, material of a substantial quality, method, the method will be different. That's why suddenly the parts will go out of tolerance. Measurement system is not capable. That's why the problem will occur. Machine and an E cause, E is environment. For example, suddenly the ambient temperature is very high or very low. Suddenly it causes raining. Suddenly there is a moisture problem, or like it happens in our Igatpuri. So much moisture is there, so parts become rusty. So special causes of variation. What we have to do is, we have to remove the special causes of variation. It is best to work on reducing special cause variation. That means we should see what causes are disturbing the process, and those special causes, if we remove, then the process will be stable. Trying to reduce common cause variation. The reason is that when one has special cause variation, the process is not stable. That means suddenly one part will become defective, suddenly it will be above the tolerance, suddenly it will be below the tolerance, and that will be a defective coming. And many times it is due to special causes. What we have to work for first is, before attacking common causes of variation, we have to first attack the special causes of variation. After the special cause variation is taken care of, one can then improve common cause variation. For example, we can recondition the machine. For example, the machine parts are there. We can change the spare parts. Then the machine bed, we can recondition. All that we can do, we can put a better quality of grinding wheel, better quality tools. Like that, we can do some process improvement. But before attacking the common cause, we have to attack the special causes. Those special causes, once we remove, then we can improve the common cause variation also. Since unit to unit variation decreases the customer's faith. For example, if I give a part to the customer and the next supply what we give is different, then customer will lose faith in you. His perception will be very poor about you. So, unit to unit variation decreases the customer's faith to the uniformity of the outputs. Managers must understand how to reduce and control variation. And variation means sigma, standard deviation. We have to reduce the standard deviation of the process. All that we are discussing is reduction of the standard deviation of the process. And standard deviation is nothing but sigma. And what is sigma? Is the root mean square value of the difference between the individual value and average value. Since unit to unit variation decreases the customer's faith, we have to work on how to improve the customer's faith in us, how to improve the customer's perception in us. Employees use statistical methods so that common and special causes of variation can be differentiated. For example, here is the X bar R chart. Here is the chart where I take this point, this point, this point. All these points are within the control limits. How to calculate control limits? Which I will tell you afterwards when I come to the statistical process control. But these are the control limits, and you can see many of the parts are within the control limit. This variation within the control limit is due to common cause of variation in the process. Common causes. But look at this particular thing. This has suddenly gone away from the upper control limit. Why? Why it has gone above the control limit? This is because of the special cause. And we have to find out what is this special cause. Maybe tool has broken. Maybe something unwanted thing has happened in the machine. We have to find out what is the reason for this special variation, special cause. Special variation can be resolved and common variation can be reduced by management action. What is management action? For example, reconditioning of the machine, changing the spare parts such as oil seal, bearings. That can be a management action. Resulting in improvement and innovation of the output of the process. In short, what I have said, if we have to improve the output of the process, we have to attack first the special cause of variation. Special causes are removed, then we can look into the common causes of variation. But reducing the variation is the main thing. The objective in driving for Six Sigma performance is to reduce or narrow variation. To reduce or narrow variation means to reduce the standard deviation to such a degree that Six Sigma or standard deviation of the process can be squeezed within the limits defined by the customer specifications. Customer specification are, let us say, 9 millimeter plus 0.1 minus 0.1. I must see that 100% parts are within 9 plus 0.1, 9 minus 0.1. That variability of the process. Suppose some parts are going more than 9.1, we have to find out why they are going more than 9.1. Sigma or standard deviation of the process can be squeezed. It can be squeezed so much that tolerance, if tolerance is 12 sigma, the variation is within 6 sigma. That is the Six Sigma process. We have to squeeze the standard deviation so much that 100% parts come within the tolerance. For many products, services and processes, that means a huge and tremendously valuable degree of improvement. All actually principles of Six Sigma are coming in this slide. What all we will be doing is reducing the variation of the process, making it more consistent by squeezing the standard deviation of the process. Then we have discussed many times about quality. In TQM also we have discussed quality. We all know what is quality. Here what they say, quality is a concept whose definition has changed over time. In the past, quality meant conformance to the valid customer requirement. In ISO also we have said that we should produce such products. All the customer requirements will be fulfilled. Now we say quality is a predictable degree of uniformity and dependability. at low cost and suited to the market. Market must accept that product because it is suitable to them. At a low cost, that is the new definition of quality. It should be uniform. There should not be part to part variation because that doesn't go with the customer. Uniformity and dependability at low cost and suited to the market. Then, one more thing is CTQ. What is CTQ? Critical to quality. Critical to quality, what is critical to, what is critical quality to the customer? What customer wants critically? The first step is to clearly define what the customer wants as an explicit requirement. I have given some example like this, that a telephone call comes, he expects that the call is attended within 3 rings. Or also I have said that if customer calls a serviceman, the serviceman should reach the customer within 8 hours. That is the customer expectation. And we should really understand all the CTQs. What is critical to customer? What is critical to quality? In Six Sigma language, these requirements are often called as CTQs. Our all Six Sigma projects will be addressing these CTQs because we are exclusively working for customer requirement and also exclusive requirement to reduce the process variation. So, process also has a CTQ, voice of the process, VOP, that we will be discussing. So, we are here working for, we are addressing the, all the CTQs and reducing the variation in the CTQ processes. CTQ is an acronym for critical to quality characteristics for a product, service or process. It is not only product, it is service, it is the process. What process wants? What is the voice of the process? That also is required. A CTQ is a measure of proxy of what is important to customer. What is important for customer? Maybe your quality is very good, but customer wants the product to be delivered to him within 4 days and it should be consistent in that delivery. Maybe that is critical to the customer. For example, he sends you an email. He expects that email must be answered within 1 hour. Maybe that is the critical to him. If his email is not replied within 1 hour, he becomes upset with you. Maybe that is the critical to quality for him. We have to understand what is important to a customer. Example of CTQ, percentage of errors in ATM. I go to ATM and I put my ATM card there and I want 1000 rupees and actually I get only 800 rupees. Or if I put the card disappears and doesn't come back. Or the whole thing doesn't work at all. Percentage of errors in ATM transaction for a bank per month. In a month, if there are too many problems in ATM, the customer will get very much upset. For example, recently it happened to me also. In one bank, the ATMs were not working at all for 15 days. So we have to go to some other bank where also it was not answering. Number of car accidents per month on a particular stretch of highway. Near Nasik, there is a particular stretch of highway where maximum accidents happen. The vehicle drivers are also customers. It is important for the customer that accidents must come down. Accidents which are not because of their fault, they must come down. Six Sigma projects are designed to improve the CTQ performance. I have said earlier, we have to control the standard deviation of the process. But which process? Which leads to CTQs. So up till now I have said process, control and CTQs. What is important to the customer and what is important to the process.